Street at Today SOR.
It is no secret that tax havens help launder money, hide the wealth of powerful high-net-worth individuals, and allow global corporations to pay negligible taxes. But can this label be applied to Ireland? A recent International Monetary Fund study found that nearly two-thirds of Ireland's inward investment is phantom and is being used to minimise companies' tax liabilities rather than finance productive activity. Joining me now to discuss this are Patrick O'Donovan, Minister of State for Public Procurement, Open Government and e-government, who is coming to us from the Ploughing Championships, and from our Strasbourg studio, I'm joined by Claire Daly, Independent MEP for Dublin. Thank you both indeed for joining us. Minister, this IMF report entitled Piercing the Veil, it's due to be updated in the coming days. It names Ireland among areas like Bermuda, the Cayman Islands and Singapore as host to more than 85% of the world's investment in special purpose entities, which are often set up for tax reasons. Do you accept those findings?
We don't, Sean. First of all, I think it's important to find out that our corporation tax rates are just one element of a wider suite of measures that Ireland offers, not only in terms of its foreign and direct investment, but in terms of our own domestic tax measures that we have in place here as well. And I think it's important to find out as well from the outset that our tax measures are laid out in the Finance Acts that are reviewed on an annual basis and are overseen and implemented by the Revenue Commissioners, who do so independently of government. And the Revenue Commissioners themselves, in their own independent reports, independent of government, will tell you that for the vast majority of Irish companies, the corporate tax rate that's actually paid is north of 10%, and for the top 100 is in or around the 12.5% measure.
And all of that information would be available to the authors of this report, the IMF and the University of Copenhagen. Nevertheless, on their calculations, some $500 billion of Ireland's FDI capital stock may be phantom, as they describe it. We're behind Luxembourg even, and the Netherlands, and Hong Kong.
Yeah, and look, I suppose we dispute how they calculate their data, and this is a dispute that's well known for a long period of time. Even Seamus Coffey back in 2014 showed in his paper, which the Department of Finance issued at the time, that the methodologies that are used for calculating this don't stack up, in the sense that we believe that tax is paid and where the significant amount of activity takes place in the state in which that takes place. So we collect tax in this state for which tax in this state is owed. And the difference here is in relation to companies by incorporation and companies by activity. And as I said, we as a state have worked within the OECD rules. We've made a number of changes, that have already been implemented into Irish law. These come from what are called the BEPS, which is the base erosion and profit shifting rules, which we're working with other OECD countries to continue to work towards.
Claire Daly, despite going to war with us, as it were, over our 12.5% corporation tax rate in the past, no American president, even Donald Trump, has ever described Ireland as a tax haven. Neither indeed did the French president Nicolas Sarkozy when he and the former Taoiseach Enda Kenny were having some sharp exchanges about our level of corporation tax.
Well, I'd see it as a semantic sort of change in a definition. I mean, there is a thin line, as far as I'm concerned, between being a tax haven or a country which is facilitating large-scale tax avoidance. And that is the issue here, because what Patrick didn't mention is Seamus Coffey did say, while we mightn't strictly reach the sort of tax haven status in terms of illegality, certainly what's going on with this investment would not equate with what ordinary people would define as real investment in an economy. And it's quite clear on a global scale now there's an enormous problem for the world economy with multinationals avoiding tax and organising their economic activity on that basis. And reports by the IMF, which, let's face it, are not exactly a radical outfit, have identified Ireland at the core of that. And we might argue about the scale of the billions, but billions are at play here. And for Ireland, the significance here is that it kind of shows up our economic strategy, which has, despite what Patrick said, been largely based on facilitating tax avoidance. It's not even about our low corporation tax. It's about companies paying negligible tax in many instances. But, and we can argue with the degree, I suppose, But this is a huge problem, because the OECD and the world powers are not going to allow Ireland continue on this. We're going to have to change.
But is it not the case, though, that there are changes underway already? The double Irish is being phased out. That's the tax relief which was based on helping companies to be incorporated in Ireland and tax resident elsewhere. In other words, we've been making a pretty serious and decent effort to adhere to the OECD standards.
I think the changes have been coming in as quick as the new sort of loopholes are also being put in. And I think most people, like most PAYE workers, for example, who've no discretion over their tax bill, if they earn over 35,000, they pay 40% tax, are actually appalled at the fact that multinationals would be only paying 12.5%, but that they're not even paying that, that they're paying probably around 5% or less in some instances. I mean, you know, we have the case going to the European Court of Appeal over the Apple debacle, where they were paying 0.000, I think, 5%. I mean, this can't go on. Multinationals need to be paying more tax. It's robbing the taxpayers of the world, not just of Ireland, be it America or wherever, and more revenue needs to be collected, I suppose, for public services. So while Ireland might have tinkered around various schemes, there are still other schemes that are being utilised in that way. Yeah, and I suppose the lesson for the government is they have to change tack on this. Your economic policy based on low taxation, tax avoidance, beg your neighbour, is unsustainable, and we need an alternative to that.
And on that point, Patrick O'Donovan, as Claire Daly mentioned there, Europe's second highest court is hearing appeals by Apple and Ireland over the Commission's ruling against the technology company. I mean, isn't it it's a fairly difficult thing for the government to argue we're not a tax haven when we have $14.3 billion in escrow that we're fighting not to accept?
Well, I'm not going to get into the court case that the Commission accepted. We refuse.
Okay, look, the quality of that phone line, unfortunately, is such that we're not able to understand or hear what you're saying, Patrick O'Donovan. But are we Claire Daly, to come back to you while we try to re-establish contact with the minister, are we not more or less acting in line with a lot of other countries in having these low corporation tax rates? And if there is to be change, it should be across the board.
Oh, there will be, and I think that's the direction in which it's going, and kind of Ireland trying to pitch itself, we're a bit lower than the next fella. Well, sure, that means then the next fella lower his, and suddenly you have corporations paying nothing, which has effectively happened. But I suppose the more serious part for Ireland is that we have been identified in now than more than one report. It's kind of only confirmed really what we knew already, as being a key player in tax avoidance. So even the low rates that we levy, very few of those are being actually paid by the big multinational corporations, because quite legally, might be immoral, but it's not illegal, they have manipulated their books, if you like. They've transferred, say, intellectual property assets or whatever the latest gimmick is. The net result is the fact that less taxation is being paid by these corporations, either in Ireland or globally. And I think that's appalling, right. You know. And it does show as well that what we say as foreign direct investment in Ireland is massively less than what the government claims that it actually is in real terms.
Minister?
I don't accept that, John. And I said it a while ago, you know, we don't accept the tag of being, in a group of countries that are called tax havens. We don't accept that at all. And while Claire talks about gimmicks, you know, some of the things that she might refer to as gimmicks, for instance, are research and development tax credits. There are thousands of people that work in Ireland in research and development, many of whom will work in Dublin, in Clare's constituency. Companies legitimately can get tax credits if they invest, for instance, in the future research and development, which global enterprises, consumers want. That's a very legitimate a tax scheme that is in operation, not only in Ireland, but elsewhere. And the 12.5% has been a cornerstone of our economic development over many years. We don't make any apology for that, nor are we going to. And as I said a while ago, revenue themselves, who are independent of government, who have no axe to grind for government, and who often, you know, rap people over the knuckles, will tell you that the top 100 companies, who Clare obviously has in their sight to employ hundreds of thousands of people in Ireland, pay in around the 12.5%, and the vast majority of people pay, as I said, north of 10.5%.
Patrick, there's two things there. First of all, revenue had no problem with the Apple arrangement either, because it wasn't illegal, but it did end up being, because it was a deal that was legally negotiated, if you like, which is the government's argument, but it was still completely and utterly morally wrong, and it meant it was state aid because they got favourable treatment vis-a-vis everybody else.
But you've made the point yourself. So you're presupposing the outcome of the court.
Let's wait and see. Yeah, okay. But look, you made the point about research and development tax schemes and all the rest, and then you went on to say that this exists in other countries as well. And that's true. Nobody is saying that all of these schemes are improper. I'm talking about the other ones because it's a fact, and you can dress up the amount, but report after report has identified that the scale of tax avoidance schemes in Ireland encouraging US multinationals to locate their operations for tax purposes essentially in Ireland is off the Richter scale with those other countries which also operate very legitimate tax schemes to encourage investment and all this. Ireland has been identified in a different category than that. Nobody's opposed to all, you know, tax benefits to encourage investment. That's grand. Ireland is now in the category of being beyond that. Schemes are being operated or, you know, utilised to actually avoid paying tax rather than for any economic activity at all. And that's completely unfair vis-a-vis small and medium businesses.
To Patrick O'Donovan on that one.
Claire's doing a good job of talking for other countries there, fair play to her. But I mean, the other countries that are part of the peer review, for instance, in the OECD, all have come to the same consensus. The OECD themselves have acknowledged that Ireland has among the best and the most transparent and the most clear rules in relation to the implementation of our tax code. And that's a peer review by the OECD themselves. And so our sense is very clear. You know, the relationship that we have with the OECD, it's an evolving relationship. It's a rules-based system which is evolving by consensus. It's a rules-based system that's allowing for EU directives to be drawn up, which the Irish government accepts. We have made changes to our Finance Act last year. We will be also making changes in the Finance Bill this year. And there is a roadmap which we have published ourselves in relation to the Reform of Corporation Tax in Ireland, which we're going to continue along. We have accepted over the years that, you know, the best way of dealing with this, especially the what's called the base erosion and profit sharing type situation, which is anecdotally called BEPS, is within the confines of the OECD. That progress is continuing. Ireland is an active player in that, and we're going to continue to be an active player in it. But we maintain our position in relation to the 12.5%. The revenue commissioners have a job to do in relation to collecting it. Some people will obviously try and attribute value to what should be collected in Ireland, which we don't believe Irish, because it's not activity that's happening in Ireland, and we have contested that, and we will continue to contest that.
Claire Daly, do you want the government to increase the 12.5% rate?
I do believe that the 12.5% is insufficient, but I'd be happy at the moment if they actually paid that, and the evidence is disputed that that is in fact the case, but that would be a good start to make them collect that. But I think the real story here is that Ireland is under huge pressure. I know Patrick has fought a valiant fight there, but Ireland is under huge pressure on this matter, and I suppose the way which we've been using this as a key cornerstone of our economic policy is going to have to change. And I mean, I'm proud of our Irish workforce. We are skilled. We've a lot to offer. We don't need to go to multinationals and sort of pitch ourselves in that direction. It's the same mentality, if you like, about, you know, Enda Kenny being caught out, going out to bat for Facebook. Oh, you know, we'll be your best friend here. We'll water down the privacy laws if you just come and put a bit of investment here. Ireland is a lot better than that, and we've a lot to offer. We don't need to sell ourselves short.
Quick response, Minister.
Well, it's an attribute that Claire never attributed to me in Bizarre. I'm delighted that she says I'm valiant. The facts speak for themselves. You know, we operate within the confines of the OECD. The OECD have attributed the measure that they have attributed to Ireland in relation to the transparency of our tax code. We are continuing to make reforms in our own tax legislation in terms of the consolidation and the reform of corporation tax. But we won't be tinkering with the 12.5% rate, and that's the most important thing any government can say. That's not up for negotiation. It's a cornerstone of our industrial development policies. And I think, you know, for the thousands of people that Claire represents in Dublin, it would be important for her to row in behind the government on that point.
Okay.
and most of them are paying 20 or 40%.
I was told you had to go by 5 to 11. It's after 5 to 11. So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let the minister go as well. On his way, I think, to the ploughing. And sorry about the blips on sound quality. We'll take a quick break.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.